This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bites. I'm Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with...
Arvini Brudge.
And Christine Wong.
Now, you know, we all love going to the cinema. We all love watching movies. The question is, do we have love for movies that are shot vertically? That's something we are talking about today. And do you like them? Would you like them? We're voting on it. Let us know via WhatsApp, via Twitter, via Instagram. We'll get to some of the results in a minute and some of the reactions in a moment. But of course, we have an update from Bursa Malaysia at break, courtesy of our numbers man here in the studio, Mr. Arvind Yuvaraj.
Yeah, so it is up by 0.19% at 1,507 points. Active stocks include Paxson Holdings Berhad, Kanga International Berhad, and Hyaptek Venture Berhad. The ringgit is at 4.14 against the US dollar. It is at 3.01 against the Aussie dollar and 3.03 against the Sing dollar.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Arvind. The question that we have, would you watch movies if they were filmed vertically? Why or why not? We're going to jump over to Instagram first with Christine.
So the poll has 27% yes and 73% no, and we have a punk sailor but with like a V says because it doesn't sync with human vision. Lily says only through my phone. Nur Sarah Azar 83 says it's a creative new thing that people should explore more of. Il Hadi says our eyes stereoscopy is configured horizontally. Honey and Ghost says if it's well planned then I'll give it a try. And Nemo D Gun DM says feels too casual.
I've got a couple over on WhatsApp. Maggie Best, hi Maggie. Why peep through a keyhole when you can have a panoramic view? Doesn't it make you claustrophobic? The TV news has been fogging up the sides of footage to vertical, and I find myself getting dizzy watching the cramped slot with all that movement. That's a good point, actually. And that's because a lot of news footage is now being shot on mobile devices.
Yeah.
Also, Kevin Lau says our eyes are meant for wide-angle viewing. I don't know if it's wide angle, but, you know, stereoscopic viewing for sure. What have you got over on Twitter?
Yeah, so Shamil says, I scroll through Facebook feed and whenever someone shares a vertical video, I always like next and keep scrolling. No matter how interesting.
That's a bit harsh.
Yeah, no matter how interesting the video is, I barely tolerated Instagram for their 4:3 or square pic ratio back then. Thank goodness they allow 16:9 now. And Lofi says, okay, calm down there, Satan.
It's not us doing it.
Yeah, we're not suggesting it. We're just asking the question that somebody else has posed. Let us know, would you watch movies if they were filmed vertically? Why or why not? Get us on Twitter, Instagram, and of course on WhatsApp. Moving on to the next story of the day. We are continuing with that question, of course, but we've got other things to talk about too.
Yeah, just real quick, we've basically crammed 5 years of digital transformation into one. This is according to a study that was done by Facebook and Bain & Company called Digital Consumers of Tomorrow Here Today. And it looked into the rapid acceleration of the digital economy and how it affects the future of e-commerce in Southeast Asia. So about 16,500 digital consumers and close to 20 chief experience officers in six Southeast Asian countries, including obviously Malaysia, were surveyed for this study. And everyone who was surveyed were people who have made an online purchase in at least two product categories in the past 3 months. What the survey discovered, obviously, Southeast Asia is expected to see more digital consumers by the end of 2020. Malaysia actually has the highest percentage of digital consumers in Southeast Asia. It's 83% of the population age 15 and up. There are more than 4 million new digital consumers in Malaysia from 2018 to 2020. And the prediction is that 80% of consumers in Malaysia will go digital by the end of the year. And a lot of this growth, there's a lot more stats on it. And I think the article that we'll link in the podcast will have a lot of more details. But what is the most fascinating about this is that the growth was originally forecasted for 2025 in the 2019 study, Riding the Digital Wave. But because of the pandemic, it's just accelerated this growth. And in short, almost 70% of Southeast Asian consumers will go digital by the end of the year.
Oh.
That's the prediction. Basically, offline is like on its way out, according to the study.
Go on, sorry.
Yeah, and the interesting thing about this as well is that for Malaysian consumers, digital consumers at the moment shop at an average of 4.8 websites, 1.1 times more from 4.2 in 2019, primarily because they're searching for better pricing, 56%, and product quality, 34%. And also there's a 48% growth in Malaysian consumers who cite online as their most used retail channel.
That's interesting. Did either of you buy anything on the special date, the, you know, the lines? No? No?
I did.
What did you buy?
I did. So I needed like a humidifier for my plants. So that's what
for
I
your
picked
plants?
Up. For the plants. Because it's very dry in the house.
Okay.
So, you know, indoor plants and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, makes sense.
I just buy a lot of food online. I think, I don't know if that counts, but...
I think this is the first time I didn't buy anything this year. Wanted to, looked around, couldn't see anything that tickled my fancy. Didn't do it. But what was I going to say, Christine? Just a moment ago, you mentioned some... yes. It was all about how for the past couple of months, during the MCO and then the RMCO and everything, the movement of adverts telling companies to go digital has just ramped up like crazy. Every time I switch through any of the radio stations, every advert I'm seeing on TV lately as well, even on YouTube as well, it's let us help you go digital. Let us help you go digital. This is something we've been saying for years. Move digitally. Go over to being digital. Do this, you know.
But it's just sped up because we just haven't been able to shop in person. And Gwendolyn Lim, partner at Bain & Company, said that the number of Southeast Asian digital consumers has grown exponentially and their consumption habits are shaping today's new norm. Looking forward, online spending is expected to triple by 2025 and reach close to $150 billion US dollars.
That's just an insane amount.
In Southeast Asia alone.
Wasn't there like, there was this very famous survey or report by Twilio, I think, and they said that they actually crammed, this is Singapore, not so much Malaysia, but Singapore crammed 7 years of digitalization or digitization into a year because of COVID-19. So it's like, it's insane. Like things that people never planned for, they have to plan for now.
But I think, you know, most importantly, what this means for brands and for people listening is that you need to be omnichannel now. You don't really have a choice. With more and more capital available to digital disruptors, large brands especially can expect to face constant challenges from emerging brands.
Also, there's a whole bunch of new consumers, of course, coming online. And if you want to find out more about that, coming up on Thursday, I'll be part of a webinar. It's the Back to Business. It's all about the new face of consumers. That's happening on Thursday at 1:30 p.m. You can come and join me via our Facebook page. With that in mind, though, let's take a short break. Stevie Wonder with Uptight here on BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.